WTAW News Time is 7:06. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Brazos Valley Farmers Market in downtown Bryan is moving. City Councilman Al Sines announced at this week's meeting that starting the first Saturday in June, look for the vendors on 21st Street between Main and Bryan.
I think this is going to be a great opportunity, great fun for the farmers market. And I see it as really developing into something real cool on Saturdays and weekends, you know, come buy your fruit, somebody set up a hot plate, they'll cook it for you. Or your vegetables and your eggs.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says the move is part of a larger plan under development for the north end of downtown Bryan. Bluebell has taken the next step towards resuming production following contamination from Listeria bacteria. The ice cream maker has announced reaching voluntary agreements with agencies in two of three states where Bluebell has plants. Carrie Williams with the Texas Department of Health says the ground rules have been set for what needs to be done to resume production.
Once they tell us that their intent is to start producing ice cream for sale, they have to notify us of that 2 weeks before, and then we're going to be in the plant while the company conducts trial production runs of ice cream.
You can read the agreements and the news releases from Bluebell and officials from Texas and Oklahoma on our website at WTAW.com. Bluebell has also started discussions with Alabama officials to reopen their plants in that state. Suddenlink cable customers are being notified of new all-digital TV lineup starting June 9th. Some have seen a message crawling on the bottom of their televisions. Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says that will require additional equipment.
It's an indication that they need to get a digital link for that particular TV set. Some customers may already have an HD DVR, for instance, on one TV set, but maybe in the bedroom they just plug the cable straight into the wall. Well, they're going to need an HD digital link in order to see any channels at all.
60 new channels, including nearly 30 in HD, are part of the infrastructure that later this year will allow Suddenlink to offer gigabit internet service in Bryan College Station. Adequate diagnosis and treatment for mental illness is an issue throughout the country. Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says people with mental illness need to be addressed and properly taken care of.
Mental illness is just like a physical illness, but you just can't see it. So oftentimes it's kind of pushed aside. But we do need as a country, as a society, as a community, to address mental illness.
Schwertner says it's vital to develop and maintain an adequate mental health provider network.
It is a problem. Texas is a growing state, and if we don't have an adequate network of mental health providers and access to mental health care, we're going to see it on the back end in our emergency rooms as well as in our ERs, ERs and jails.
Schwertner says local mental health authorities are doing a good job, but we should continue to put money into those entities to make sure people are getting the help they need. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 72 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do.
Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
There is so much to do at our Berry Fun Festival. You're invited to the 19th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 16th from 9 to 4 at the Wilson Ledbetter Park on FM 1600 in Cameron. Come check out our arts and crafts and food vendors. You'll see and can even participate in a classic car show, a bicycle decorating contest and parade, a youth fishing tournament, horseshoe tournament, and a Dewberry Cobbler Bake-Off. It's fun for the entire family. Go to cameron-tx.com for more info on the 19th annual Dewberry Festival, Saturday, May 16th at the Wilson Ledbetter Park in Cameron.
It's 7:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We could see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. So far, the heaviest activity has been in the western part of the state. Temperatures are going to make their way up probably to 80 today. Partly to mostly cloudy, the overnight lows close to 70. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Clouds and some sunshine Sunday, there's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm, high Sunday afternoon around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball securing a number, at least a top four seed in the SEC tournament coming up next week with a win over Ole Miss last night. A&M softball heads to Norman, Oklahoma for playoff action. Boys high school baseball and Deflategate, because I got it. All coming up at 7:50.
There you go. Earlier this week, we just ran a commercial for the Cameron Dewberry Festival.
Yes, sir.
And we were discussing dewberries after that and how you don't see them very much anymore. And got a call from folks at Christian Distributing who apparently have a dewberry-flavored drink in their boots.
Oh, one of the boots?
One of their boots bottling lines, yeah.
It's tasty.
I got to try that.
You've tried it?
Uh-huh.
Did you? Was there just one bottle?
No, there were a few. Man, this was a few months ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't share?
I was sharing with everyone else.
It was there in the fridge.
Yeah, because I got a coconut out of that batch.
Coconut, blueberry, root beer.
I heard them talking about the coconut. See, I didn't. That's why I hate that I have to sometimes leave before 5, and I missed that.
You lie like a rug.
But they did. They apparently brought some product over for us to try it. And the cinnamon is I understand, rather intense.
It is.
It's the real deal.
When you drink it, it's not super hot. It didn't make my mouth burn, but every time I'd go to take a sip, I'd inhale.
Oh, interesting. Oh, interesting.
Man.
Okay.
Right there in the nose.
Interesting. It was mind-opening.
Yeah.
Well, and I would think...
The coconut was to die for. That was incredible.
Was it? Well, I mean, and I guess you could make a mixer out of something, right?
I recommend it.
Now,
did you try it, I assume?
Yeah.
I would think like taking the cinnamon stuff and pouring that over vanilla ice cream. That would be kind
of cool. Yeah.
Oh, an ice cream float with that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that could be pretty neat.
No,
yeah.
At Cattle Barons, they actually encouraged it. They said, what do you want to try it with?
No. Well, very good. Interesting. Okay. Anyway, that's fun. So, and today is chocolate chip cookie day. I don't know why. I don't know.
C is for cookie.
Now, the chocolate chip cookie did originate in U.S. America. It's ours. The Brits can't say that we brought it over on the Mayflower. Okay, we created it. It's us.
So chocolate chip cookies and jazz.
That's it. Chocolate chip cookies and jazz, yeah. and long baseball games.
And they have chocolate chip biscuits over there anyway. So.
Oh, well, see.
Not the same.
A chocolate chip scone ain't, that ain't it. I'm sorry.
Unleavened bread with chocolate chips in it.
You can't dip that in milk. That doesn't work.
Well, they dip it in tea anyway.
Well, it's true. And don't even get started there. But, I mean, was that not the greatest invention in the world when they came up with slice and bake chocolate chip cookies?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could just stand there, you know what I'm saying? You know, just unpeel it and just start, get you a spoon and just spoon it off of there. Yeah, you don't need to bake it. It's all right.
No, not at all.
The chocolate chip cookie was invented by Ruth Graves Wakefield. She owned the Toll House Inn in Whitman, Massachusetts. Very popular restaurant that featured home cooking in the 1930s. Her cookbook, Toll House Tried and True Recipes, first published in 1936. The 1938 edition of the cookbook was the first to include the recipe Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookie, which obviously became a favorite. Ruth Wakefield stated that she deliberately invented the cookie. She said, we had been serving a thin butterscotch nut cookie with ice cream. Everybody seemed to love it. I was trying to give them something different, so I came up with Toll House cookies. The rest is history.
Okay. But the most important question among the three of us right now.
Yeah.
Nuts or no nuts?
No. Sorry. Just don't.
Pat?
No, as a rule, but I don't mind breaking the rule from time to time.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Like beans
You're
and chili?
Just wrong, Patrick.
No, I just, you know, pecans. I could do pecans.
No.
Yeah.
A different version of the events say that Miss Wakefield is said to have been making chocolate cookies and on running out of regular baker's chocolate, substituted broken pieces of semi-sweet chocolate from Nestle, thinking that they would melt and mix into the batter. They didn't. So you ended up with chocolate chips.
Aha!
But there's a different story. I mean, if you care.
Sure, absolutely. I'm riveted now.
All right. George Bakker, who was at one time the head chef at the Toll House Inn, and his daughter, who also worked there.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Contradict Nestle's claim that she put chunks of chocolate into the cookie dough hoping they would melt. The daughter stated that the owner, already an accomplished chef and author of a cookbook, knew enough about the properties of chocolate to realize it would not melt and mix it into the batter while baking. So for his part, George said that the vibrations from the large electric mixer dislodged bars of Nestle chocolate that were stored on a shelf above the mixer, which caused the chocolate to fall into the sugar cookie dough, mixing it up.
No. I don't like the accidental theory.
I find that to be no.
That's like the old Reese's peanut butter cup commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Your chocolate is in my peanut butter.
Hello?
Then there was that ugly incident with the undocumented elves in the tree and the rest of history.
Oh, wow.
You really want, you want cookies that are made in trees.
And I mean, why do they have to be undocumented?
Yeah. Well, I bet you. Just adds another story to it. So on Wednesday, a frantic Massachusetts father calls 911 after taking a train to work and realizing he'd left his one-year-old daughter in her car seat in the back of the SUV.
Oh, my gosh.
Parked at the station. Yeah, not a good thing. When he got to the train, he started walking to work. The father of two began thinking about how easy it had been to get both of his children to daycare that morning. Then he froze, realizing left his youngest daughter in the SUV. Says that at first he tried to convince himself that he had taken her to daycare after dropping off the oldest child, but realized that, in fact, he had not stopped at the daycare. Jumped on the train, headed back toward the station, frantically called 911. Officers found the one-year-old in the SUV before the father was able to get back. After calling 911, the man had texted his wife. She rushed to the station to meet him.
And shot him.
Yeah. When the man made it back to the station, he hugged his little girl tightly and cried. He said that he had heard stories of parents leaving their children in cars, but he never thought that he would do that. The man said that he always placed his daughter's diaper bag in the passenger seat to remind him she was in the car. On Wednesday, he says that he got distracted by the news of the Amtrak crash and placed the diaper bag beside his daughter in the back seat. Thus, he didn't have his reminder.
Hmm. And his wife has since...
Okay.
I mean, can't fathom.
That one ended well.
Certainly.
But yeah, true. All right, so, got distracted. Brings up the story we had yesterday that is also Kevin's commentary this morning about what is our attention span. And Microsoft has calculated it at 18 seconds for some reason.
Oh, you have 18? Because mine said eight.
Excuse me, 8 seconds. 8 seconds. So what I was doing...
I'm sorry, what?
Uh-huh. I did some ciphering, okay?
Okay.
All right, so 0.2 seconds, 0.2 of a second, is how long a gnat's attention span is. If you take that as a given, I don't know. Look, are they? I don't know if they're attaching electrodes to gnats' brains. I have no idea. But it's said on the internet, so it must be true.
Sure.
That a gnat has an attention span of 0.2 of a second.
Okay.
So if that's the case, that's fine. But consider that a gnat only lives between 2 and 4 months. Okay. So what I did is I extrapolated that out to see what percentage of their life they spent
thinking.
Yeah. You know, how many units would it be where they would be in some way distracted from what they were doing. And in fact, their attention span is longer than we are, based on 70 years. If we live 70 years, we're more distracted than gnats.
Oh, my God.
That's why I'm here.
We have to find something else for you to do.
That's why I'm here, so I could do that.
You was in there figuring?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Hey, if you got a song that's stuck in your head...
In the earworm.
Yeah. You got one of those stuck in your head. How do you get rid of it?
Listen to the entire song.
Nope.
What? Really? Nope. You think that happened? Listening to the entire song will take care of it?
No.
I don't know that
I heard that was the remedy.
No, chewing gum.
Yep. I saw what? That yesterday.
Yep. Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology. Now, hey, now you talk about a fun magazine.
Are you a subscriber?
Yeah, different stuff that we've tried. Hello?
Really slow news day?
Yeah. What? Okay.
Chocolate chip cookies are important.
Look, we could talk about who won on Dancing with the Stars. I don't care who got voted off the island. I'm not going to do a Kardashian story. No, we're going to talk about that.
Or we could play Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that neither.
Or T.G. Shepard.
Yeah.
There. Anyway, chew gum. The Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology. But wouldn't you love to be an editor for that magazine?
No, really. No.
And see the articles that don't make it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we tried this and it did such and such. Anyway, they revealed that chewing a piece of gum can stop catchy songs from repeating over and over again in your head. A survey of 98 participants. They found that people who chewed gum while listening to that song, whatever it might be, had a 33% greater chance of shaking it than those who did not chew gum. Researchers say you may not be able to actually hear the song as well when your jaw is moving. Oh, I don't know about that. Ultimately, what it does is it cuts down on the short-term memory and stops unwanted thoughts focusing around the song itself. So after playing some sort of a catchy tune, the participants were asked to try not to think of the song they just heard over the next 3 minutes, but to hit a key each time they did. The gum chewers, those volunteers, were hearing the song less than the non-gum chewers. What they say. I'm just, don't smack. Cher is not dying. Okay, you wanted real news? Cher's not dying. Well, of course, we're all dying, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, after canceling many, many months of tours on her remaining days of her Dressed to Kill tour, the 68, well, parts of her 68, did not have a fatal virus, as was being apparently reported in some media outlets. Hello?
So what was it you guys were talking about the last 20 seconds? I couldn't pay attention.
Don't miss the social event of the season. Join the Brazos Valley American Heart Association for the Ravishing and Red Heart Ball Friday, June 5th at Miramont Country Club. This black tie event will offer a night full of fine dining, entertainment by the Rockefellers, a live auction, and conversation about heart disease. It's your heart and your life, so take control. Find out more at brazoscountyheartball.heart.org or by calling 979-268-0068. Presented by Bailey Scott & White Healthcare.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and price range. New items arrive often, sometimes in multiple, and sometimes one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures awaiting you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, right next to Harry's in the Stack.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, select dress shirts are just $49.50 each when you buy two or more.
7:25. Well, this didn't go well when David Kevin Nelson was at the Roy Rogers restaurant in Cumberland County and found out that they were out of macaroni and cheese. Witnesses say that's when he became enraged, according to police. Dave began to curse at employees in a loud voice, left the restaurant, returned a short time later and asked for potatoes instead. Ooh, where's my Billy Bob Thornton when I need it? But they were out of those two, so he allegedly started cursing again, throwing condiments. He was arrested and carried out. Moral of the story, make sure you don't run out of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, well, again, if David's around in it, right? Well, and you need to have taters as a backup. What did they have with their sandwiches if they didn't have that?
I know.
I guess some of their tasty coleslaw.
Just shut their doors.
French fries, I reckon.
Yeah, it could be. Well, 726. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Cloudy and shower activity. Just expect it. It's light shower activity. Just have a look at the radar right now. That's just on the edges of Caldwell and Somerville. We had some earlier that dissipated, and there's some up north of Brazos County. But heavier rain is about to hit Austin, and it's tracking this way. So later on today, we probably will see some more of that. Don't know if it'll be anything like we had yesterday, at least in Bryan College Station in the early afternoon. But we do have weather. We have rain in the forecast all the way through Tuesday of next week. And it looks like lots of clouds out there. Highs in the middle 80s each day and around 72 in the evening. Currently, the winds are out of the south at 9, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 73 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The ACLU says there's discrimination in movie making. They cite research into the 250 top-grossing movies last year. Only 7% of directors were babes. In 1998, women had 9% of those jobs. A recent study commissioned by the Sundance Institute found that over the last 20 years, women held less than 5% of director jobs on top movies, even though half of all the students in movie schools are women. The Director Guild of America blames TV networks and film studios for the deplorable findings. Catherine Bigelow, big-time director and Oscar winner, told Time magazine the entertainment industry is stigmatized by gender discrimination. She says that Hollywood's supposedly a community of forward-thinking and progressive people, but this horrific situation for women directors persists. Now, Obama goes to Hollywood a lot for fundraising. How come he hasn't demanded better treatment for Hollywood women? Hillary Clinton markets herself as the champion of lost liberal causes. Why isn't she making noise about this deplorable discrimination? And why aren't leftist groups protesting the networks and the movie studios demanding equal rights for women? And why haven't there been congressional hearings on the old Boys Club of Hollywood, complete with women Hollywood celebrities testifying as expert witnesses? I think it's time for the war on women to take a very dramatic turn, stage left, because it's happening in Hollywood.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, founder and owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster.com, we sell custom blinds and shades at affordable prices and provide the best customer service humanly possible. Since 2010, we've sold hundreds of thousands of blinds to satisfied customers across the country. Just check out our more than 10,000 customer reviews online. Blindster.com has easy-to-follow measuring and installation instructions on our website, as well as friendly and knowledgeable representatives available to help. And we take the fear out of ordering custom window coverings by offering free samples and a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. In addition, we offer a fitter-free guarantee, meaning your blinds will fit, or we will remake them in a different size, even if you make a mistake in measuring, for free. And right now, for a limited time only, all Rush listeners will receive 15% off orders over $300. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Visit us now at Blindster.com. That's BLINDSTER.com. Blindster.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 weeks from tomorrow, the Brazos Valley Farmers Market will be in a new location. Bryan City Councilman Al Sines announced at this week's meeting the move to 21st Street between Main and Bryan at the north end of downtown.
There's everything that I think you would associate with a more innocent time or younger time in America, where people had to grow their own food to live. So we'll have a little bit of that back in time stuff at the farmers market. So come out and enjoy it.
The relocation of the farmers market on June 6th is the first step towards new development. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn says Texas A&M architecture students are in the early stages of designing a covered pavilion with park amenities and identifying possible grant funding sources. Dunn also says the city will be receiving proposals from private developers shortly. From Austin, among the business that won't get done this legislative session is reforming the school finance formula.
And these problems go back pretty far. They go back to the concept of Robin Hood. They go back to the concept of equalized wealth.
House Education Chair Jimmy Don Acock's school finance reform bill was an attempt to adjust or eliminate 13 provisions of the current school funding system.
It's kind of like trying to build a house on a bad basement or a bad foundation. You got to fix the foundation.
With 15 pending amendments against the bill, Acock withdrew it to conserve time for other bills to pass. It would have added $5 billion of school funding. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Next week, the Texas Senate's State Affairs Committee is having a hearing on House Bill 9, a plan to address an $8 billion shortfall in the state employee retirement fund. It will be the second time this has been done before Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner.
Well, we looked at that also in finance already. We certainly need to fulfill our obligations to the employees of the state of Texas, and I think we're doing that in our budget this time, during the biennial budget. But we're also looking at how the ERS, the Employee Retirement System of Texas, is structured and to make any necessary adjustments to the plan.
Schwartner says Texas is closer to the minimum level for pension funding compared with Illinois.
Actuarial soundness is considered 80% or more funded, and they're somewhere in the 30 or 40% range in Illinois. In Texas, the ERS system is in the 70s, I think 77% actuarially sound. We're not there yet, but we are better off than many other states and municipalities.
Schwartner credits, among other things, Texas being a right-to-work state, along with no state income tax and an abundance of natural resources. Officials at Bluebell and state agencies in Texas and Oklahoma have announced what needs to be done before ice cream is sold again, following the discovery of Listeria bacteria. On our website at WTAW.com, you can download the voluntary agreements made by Bluebell in both states. Carrie Williams with the Texas Department of State Health Services says Bluebell must notify them at least 2 weeks before production resumes so the state can do a full assessment. Then there will be a trial production runs with tests conducted by the state and the company.
It was long believed that Listeria is not commonly found in ice cream and that it's not able to grow in such extreme cold temperatures, but the thinking on that here in Texas and nationwide is being re-examined.
In Texas and Oklahoma, Bluebell will also institute a test and hold program to assure that products are safe before they're shipped or sold. Bluebell also has a production plant in Alabama. President Paul Cruzy says discussions have started with Alabama officials regarding a similar voluntary agreement. Cruzy also said Bluebell, quote, will continue to work cooperatively and transparently with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As part of Suddenlink bringing gigabit internet speed to Bryan College Station, that infrastructure is also creating an all-digital TV lineup. Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says the transition will be completed on June 9th.
Customers will have access to more than 60 new TV channels, including nearly 30 in high definition.
Reagan says some customers will need to get a digital adapter to receive the new channel lineup.
Customers won't need HD digital links for TV sets that already have Suddenlink HD DVRs or HD digital receivers or TiVo HD DVRs or Suddenlink cable cards.
He says one way to tell if your television needs the Suddenlink adapter is if you can see messages crawling on the bottom of your screen. Traffic in and out of Northgate during yesterday's afternoon commute was slowed with the closure of the westbound University exit to Welburn. According to the College Station Fire Department, 23 5-gallon buckets of what was thought to be stucco material spilled onto the pavement. The roadway was shut down to clean up the spillage. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our Now to Wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series compact utility tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, during deer season, save $2,750 on all 3E Series models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4, 2015. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Good morning, 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long.
Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We could see a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. So far, the heaviest activity has been in the western part of the state. Temperatures are going to make their way up probably to 80 today. Partly to mostly cloudy. The overnight lows close to 70. Clouds and sun, breezy tomorrow. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs 85 to 90. Clouds and some sunshine Sunday. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. High Sunday afternoon, around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
That's a big fly by Burke. The Aggies now are up 2-0.
Aggs added two more to get the win over Ole Miss and secure a top four position in the SEC. We'll have more on that coming up in just a bit.
Yeah.
Boys high school baseball playoffs and the A&M women's softball team heading to Norman, Oklahoma for the regionals that start today at 12:30. And you can catch that on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone and 102.7 FM. And the Olympics?
Well, I just, you know, any time I can play the Olympic theme, anytime I have an Olympic story and I can play the Olympic theme, it's really cool. So I got an Olympic story today.
Yeah, we'll get another one next year.
Oh, what? Oh, Olympics. Another Olympic? Yeah, they seem to do that every 4 years
or so.
So the giant Olympic ring. It's enough.
Thank you.
Yeah. The giant Olympic rings that were a centerpiece of the 2000 Summer Games adorning the Sydney Harbour Bridge have been sold online after being discovered gathering dust in a factory.
Really?
That's why we have eBay. The five massive rings measuring 230 by 130 feet and weighing 40 tons listed on eBay after being found abandoned in a shed on a property a guy bought in New South Wales.
So the guy bought... So they conveyed?
Yeah. They were made by a company that owned the factory the man bought. The guy sold the huge Olympic rings for $17,000. I mean, I guess that's a good price. It's kind of like, do you have a place for it?
In the ultimate game of one-upsmanship, someone should try to propose with one of those.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Although with five of them, it sounds smacks of polygamy.
Yeah, it would be. So anyhow.
Wow.
All right, here we go. It's most popular names by state. Social Security Administration, you know, they ranked the top five baby names. I think we did it earlier this week. So now because they've got nothing else to do, aren't they supposed to be taking care of our money? But instead they issue reports like this so that you can know which name is the most popular in which state?
It's some intern who's never had access to Access.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Microsoft Access. That,
could be that. Go ahead.
That or what they've done is they've gone, this guy's an idiot. Here, yeah. Go do this.
Could be that. Or
go over to your little office and go figure this out.
Or it gives the Social Security Administrator something to do. They get to sign off on this report. Okay, the most popular name in Texas is Emma. Emma is the most popular name.
Still.
Well, and not only Texas. We're talking in alphabetical order, Alaska, Arkansas, Hawaii, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia.
All Emma?
All Emma.
And all probably all
do you
friends.
Know? Do you know one?
I don't.
No, I don't.
My very first girlfriend was Emma, and that's the only Emma I've ever known ever.
Well, and that was a long time ago, too. You know, that probably was not the most common name at that time.
I know an Emerson, but that's about as close as it gets.
That's not it. Number one name for a boy in Texas. Come here. No, I'm kidding.
What? Shut up. Come here.
Now, number one name in Texas for a boy is Noah.
Come here, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Along with Arizona, California, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Nevada, and New Mexico.
Come to think of it, I think I've only ever met one Noah.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I have a question on the Olympic rings.
Yeah.
Who paid the shipping and how much was it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe they haven't actually transferred the ownership yet. You know, they may have just paid the money and they haven't picked it up yet. I think FedEx could handle it. All right, so there you go. Got that. That's there's your popular name thing. So, in your house, you got any stuff hanging on the wall, any art hanging on the wall?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Probably don't have it hung at the right height. It's probably too high by about 3 inches. It's one of the most common.
Oh, no!
I know. I have the back of my hand on the forehead. Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, that apparently is one of the most common decorating mistakes that people make. Art looks better when it's hung lower with the center at eye level or slightly below. That's eye level for most people.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I usually start at eye level and push it up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. The average eye level is between 60 and 66 inches from the floor. So if you're hanging something over a sofa, table, or bed, be sure to make sure it's no more than 9 to 12 inches above the furniture, depending on the piece.
Now, hold on. There's a difference between art and wall art. I mean, my living room is not a museum or an exposition place.
So you know, what posters do you have?
Yeah, really.
I mean, honestly, the stuff we hang on the wall would not be seen in any museum. So, no.
Okay, now see.
It's not there to be observed.
And Kevin brings up a wonderful point. If you have movie posters hanging on your wall, you know, for your eye to be looking at the middle of the movie poster, I mean, that sucker is going to be like a foot and a half off the floor, right?
I think most people would be good to just not have scotch tape on the back.
Oh, that'd be even better. Yeah. Yeah. If
get
you're
in a frame.
Yeah. Or you go ahead and
that's highfalutin.
Uh-huh. Hello.
I'm guessing if it looks good at eye level, you've never seen a good piece of art.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're hanging a... That wasn't very nice, by the way. I get it, okay? If you're hanging a grouping of art, make sure to arrange it on the floor first. Determine where the center of your pattern will be. Your mission will be to get the center of the eye level on the wall. Okay. Put that right over there. But there is a business to this as well. Think about it when you go to the grocery store. Okay? Because what they usually do is they take the most expensive items and they put them at eye level. Least expensive are the ones on the top and bottom shelves. That does happen. Or the ones that the kids can see.
That's like shopping feng shui?
That's it, yeah. Feng shui. By the way, while we're talking about stuff at the grocery store that you may not be aware of, the USDA is really pretty lax when it comes to testing the meat to make sure it is what it says on the label.
Whoa.
Primarily because nobody is butchering horses in the U.S. It's pretty easy to tell the difference between, say, beef and pork and fish. Recent study found that up to one-third of all fish, though, fish within that category, currently on the market is mislabeled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really. With expensive fish like tuna being replaced by others that look similar. That's not good. Do you know why veggies are always by the front door?
Why?
At the grocery store? The fresh smell and the bright colors.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Makes
sure.
you feel good. But think about those fruits a little bit, okay? You go in to buy, let's say, an apple. You go in to buy apples. Or you go in to buy peaches. What do? Pick them up?
Pick them up.
And put them back down?
How many other people have done that?
Yep, that's right. Just stuff to think about. Well, I'm not trying to be a germaphobe here, but just thinking about
it. There was a person who sneezed on their hand and then did picked it. I know.
What?
I know. And so we were telling this to a friend, and they said, yeah, I was sort of the same way. I'd pick up the fruit and stuff and touch it until she went overseas. And it was a huge faux pas. I think there's somewhere in Europe, but they take the bag that you're going to put the fruit in eventually.
Yeah.
Pick it up with that.
Yeah.
Make it a little makeshift glove.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which reminds me about the eternal question. When you go to the donut shop and you buy the donuts, what is the first thing the person does before they pick up the donuts?
Grab the paper.
They grab a little piece of paper so they can pick the donuts up. Why do they do that?
So they don't touch the donut.
So that the germs from their hand don't go into the donut. And when they finish putting the donuts into the bag, what do they do with the piece of paper?
Lick it.
Put it on top of the donuts.
They put it in the bag.
The Republican Party of Brazos County will be hosting its annual Reagan Day Dinner Tuesday, May 26th at the Brazos Center. Keynote speaker, Reverend Rafael Cruz, father of Ted Cruz, is a powerful example of what it means to pursue the American dream. Reverend Cruz's keynote address, Imagine America Restored to the Historical and Biblical Foundations That Made It Great, is sure to be an inspiration to all. Individual tickets are $50 and table sponsorships are available. For more information, see the website, BrazosGOP.org, or call Brazos GOP headquarters at 268-2308.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Siana's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you ever find yourself straining to read words printed in small font? Well, before you rush off to buy those new glasses, consider that all that squinting may reveal an important secret about keeping your marriage fresh and alive. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Research shows that people remember information better when the words are printed in smaller and less legible type. Why? Well, it turns out when you read something hard to decipher, understanding the information becomes more challenging. That forces us to concentrate harder and process the material more deeply. In short, when we slow down, we understand what we've read more thoroughly. This same process has a lot to do with how we build and maintain a strong marriage. Throughout dating and early marriage, men and women are highly motivated to learn about each other. As a result, we naturally concentrate harder to get to know one another. But as the old saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. And when couples lose the focus that defined their early years together, it's easy for them to overlook one another and grow further and further apart. Husbands and wives, remember that your spouse will always be a complex individual worthy of pursuit. So slow down and take the time to study each other more carefully. It'll deepen your intimacy and make your marriage stronger. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is at 7:51. We'll start you off with A&M baseball, where pitcher Grayson Long and Andrew Vinson combined to hold Ole Miss to just two hits, and it didn't hurt any that the Aggs had hot bats.
That's hit well. That's the right field. It's going back, and that one is going to make it into the bullpen and right. That's a big fly by Burke. The Aggies now are up 2-0.
Ryan came through with one out in the sixth inning with a 1-2 offering into the right field bleachers, and the number 6 Aggie baseball team cruised to a 4-0 win over Ole Miss. With the win, A&M secured one of the top 4 seeds at next week's SEC tournament. That series continues today with a 6:30 start on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. We'll keep it in baseball and just bump it down a little bit as the boys' high school 5A playoffs have cranked up and Bryan fell to Tomball Memorial 8-2. Game 2 is tonight at 5:30 in Bryan. Brenham beat Rudder 4-1. They'll play Game 2 this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Mumford. College Station and Magnolia square off today at 7 o'clock at John Cooper School in the Woodlands. And in 4A action, Navasota was edged by West Orange Stark 2-1. Game 2 today at 5 in Barbers Hill. A&M softball takes on Lehigh in the first game of the NCAA Norman Regional. A&M coach Joe Evans said Norman set up for the long ball, and it can be fun.
You know, there's a ball carry here, absolutely. It's a home run kind of park. The ball really travels. We know what the fans are like. We know exactly what the atmosphere is going to feel like. We know there's going to be somebody sitting right next to our dugout, literally looking into our dugout. That's where the seats are. And, you know, we're going to get some hecklers. But it's a fun atmosphere. It's a fun environment.
First pitch set for 12:30 this afternoon, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone, 102.7 FM. Texas A&M freshman Ionis Carrazes improved his career best by nearly 9 feet to claim the SEC Javelin title on his last attempt and defeated the defending champion in the process and also added points towards A&M winning another SEC championship. For the second time in program history, Texas A&M men's tennis advanced to the NCAA quarterfinals as they defeated number 11 Ohio State 4-3. The Aggies, who are 24-4 overall, will face number 3 Virginia in the Elite Eight Saturday for a place in the national semifinals. In the NBA playoffs, the Rockets have forced a Game 7 in the Western Conference semis.
James Harden has been on the bench this entire time. Smith, the step back three. Got it! That's unbelievable! Josh Smith just hit another three, and the Rockets lead by 9. How you like them apples, Hollywood?
They outscored the Clippers 40-15 in the fourth quarter and won 119-107 over Los Angeles in Los Angeles. Rockets coach Kevin McHale stressed the importance of keeping Big Mo.
The momentum is all a relative thing. We've got to go, and we had to win this game today to get back to Houston. In Houston, we got to take care of business. We got to play how we have to play. You know, the team that plays the best, the cleanest, you know, that rebounds the best. And I said it. We didn't win the paint game today, but we attacked more in that fourth quarter. But the team that we did win the rebounding battle, which is one thing that we had to do. And you know, the team that rebounds the ball the best takes care of it. And, defends is going to win.
The Rockets host the Clippers for Game 7 on Sunday. We'll keep it in the NBA, where the Cleveland Cavaliers have advanced to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by silencing the Chicago Bulls 94-73. More Deflategate news. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will personally hear the suspension appeal of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, who challenged the league's punishment for his role in using deflated footballs during the AFC Championship game. League spokesman Greg Aiello has confirmed that Goodell had rejected a request from the Players Association to have the appeal heard by a neutral arbitrator. Brady received a 4-game suspension, and the Patriots were fined $1 million and stripped of 2 draft picks. In Major League Baseball, Houston Astro Jonathan Villar lit up the Jays.
Loop's first pitch is grounded to the right side. That's going to bounce over the head of the first baseman, and that's going to score 2.
That 2-run double in the 7th helped Houston beat Toronto 6-4. The Jays stay at H-Town. First pitch tonight at 7:05. And the Royals ran over the Rangers.
Base hit to right field. Into score comes Infante. Orlando comes around third. He'll score. Dyson gets into third. A two-run opposite field single for Alcides Escobar, and the Royals lead it 3-0.
Escobar had three hits and three RBIs in the KC Royals 6-3 win over the Texas Rangers. Rangers starter Ross Detweiler has fallen to 0-5 on the season after giving up three runs and nine hits.
You know, I feel like I'm fighting myself. I thought we took a big step forward in Houston, and then the last two just haven't been as good as that one.
Cleveland heads to Arlington for a 7:05 start on the Zone HD 95.1-3. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit Cashin Dental.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to Malik's.